Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, dear listeners around Europe. This is the first edition of the Indire Radio Show, this time produced by the independent coastal radio from Slovenian coastline, to be exact, Koper. This broadcast is a radio show brought to you by the Radio Muse Network as a part of the project Indire, in which we are covering and sharing the news about new releases of our local quality non-mainstream music. In this radio show, we will present some songs and new releases of artists from Slovenian coast, of which two, Spiral Mind and Caro Mio, are also guests of this show. Continuing with presenting a few other local artists, as dreamy and electronic musician and singer Ita Kora, grunge rock band Free the Mouse, and a local DJ producer Chumfa. Starting with Spiral Mind, a transgenre electronic music consisting of Manuel Brajnik on electric guitar and synthesizers, Rok Babic on bass and synthesizers, and Guy Bostic on drums, with the occasional help of some other saxophonists. More about the band you will hear in the interview following their song Lagos from their latest album The In-Betweens.
Thank you. Now we will continue our show with our dear guests, Spiral Mind. Today with me there are Manuel Breinig and Rok Babic, two of the three members of the band Spiral Mind. And I would like to start this interview with a really basic question. How did each of you, and maybe you can also like talk in the name of the third member, Guy Bostich, if that's okay, if you think that's okay with him.
Sure.
How did each of you get into the music? Like, when and how did that happen, like, separately, before you met each other and became Spiral Mind?
Hi, first of all, thank you for inviting us. Well, actually, I started like playing music like when I was maybe 14, 15. I started with the bass and I was getting like in bands and everything. But at one point I wanted to start making music by myself, right? So that's kind of where the project Spiral Mind also started in like 2015-16, when I started doing music just for fun at home, friends to listen and everything. That's how I kind of started making stuff.
All right. What about you, Rok?
For me, it was basically my father used to play the keyboards in some bands, and so we had these keyboards at home. And then I started, I liked it, and I went to music school for 6 years for piano. Then I started playing guitar by myself, and then I joined, we had a band in high school. And then, of course, high school ended and we went in separate ways. And so I started making like electronic music and DJing a little bit. And then I met Manuel, and he was basically looking for someone to like make this music that he was making in his bedroom, like transform it in a live show, in a live scenario.
All right.
So yeah, now we are here.
And what about Guy? I mean, I know Guy as someone who was like really young, already playing the drums like crazy. I don't know what is the name of the band, but I know it was years ago when I saw him and he looked like really like a really young boy, but mastering these drums.
So, probably still out. Or?
Huh?
Probably with Still Out.
Still Out.
Yeah. Well, he comes from like a musical family as well. Like his father started like was organizing concerts, played drums in bands from a young age. Also his mother, her she also plays drums. She actually had a gig yesterday in Ljubljana in Ottobar. So yeah, I mean, it's no wonder he's, I think, like one of the best drummers around of our generation. I don't know, I think I could say that he's really, really, really talented. So yeah, he started at an early age. I was always, already when he was 10, 11, I was also already admiring him at the same time that you probably saw him. With all this group of friends, we somehow, of course, met together and started playing together already before, like, we had some progressive metal projects. He was, like, banging it already when he was 15, 16. It's crazy. So, yeah, again, now we're here.
I must say, I remember your first gig, Manuel, with actually the project Spiral Mind.
Okay.
I think it was already the name Spiral Mind back then. It was in, I believe it was your first gig in the terrace of CMK.
It's true.
And there were like maybe just a few people there. I don't know.
Maybe
10, if I remember correctly. And I was like sitting there listening to your performance. I was like, oh my God, where did this guy like come from now? This is crazy. For me, it was really inspiring and like really dreamy, and like this music was from somewhere else, and you were, I don't know, channelizing it from the universe. Yeah, I was like sure, like people need to hear this, you know, like not just like a few people in Koper, but this should become something bigger and greater. Okay, we remember you alone in Tamaka back then, but then how did it go from here on?
I think, well, when I started doing this in my bedroom, like 2015-16, it was just like, I just really wanted, I was used to playing in bands, right, as a bass player, but I really wanted to see what comes out of me from, really from me, right? So I just wanted to see what can I do creatively, right? So then I started doing these songs. I released like the first EP. I don't even remember what it's called. It's only on SoundCloud, actually.
The album or the song?
EP, yeah.
EP. It's
even before Constantly Variable. Landscape X.
Ah, okay.
This is the one I just made like for the close friends and all. But yeah, already with Constantly Variable, the official EP, which I released on Trite, I really started thinking I'm used to playing with people. I need some people to like play live. So yeah, at the start I just started with myself in Tsumaka, right, with like in Tractor, the songs, the synthesizer and guitar. But yeah. Already at the time I was thinking to play with someone. Then when the first album, Play of Shadows, came out, I reached out first with a guy. We were in Ljubljana at that time. He was studying at the conservatory. So we were trying out again, like just playing tracks, him with the drums, me with the guitar and synths. And I was really thinking a lot, who would I... For such a project, you need, I think, someone who understands not just the keyboard player, but someone who also makes music and understands sound and sound design on a deeper level, right? And then Rock made a remix of a song, right? That also went on, right? Which compilation was it?
No, it wasn't a compilation, it was just a remix from Constantly Variable.
Yeah. As No Way Out.
It was No Way Out.
Yeah. And he totally changed the song upside down in a way. And I was really inspired and I said, that's the guy. I have to call him, right?
Oh, nice.
There were even some songs that were not really finished, actually. It's like Eco and Nostalgia of the Infinite.
Basically the last song.
Yeah.
Were made kind of on the spot.
I mean, there was the like arrangement for it, the vibe and everything, like the form, right? But although it was a bit stressful, actually, but it was also a very productive moment, I think, especially for Rico, which was a moment in the studio that we really sat down and we really listened to each other playing, and we really got like a vibe of it. And in that sense, I think it's really time that the three of us, for the next album, when we will, you know, release it or anything, to really take kind of that moment. I think it's not that it's not just me like laying down stuff, but each one of us like laying down their ideas, right? So it can produce something even more organic.
So yeah, but how do you see your genre or the feel of your music?
We actually don't. Because it's like we don't want to put ourselves in a box.
Yeah.
And each one of us brings to the table what he like listens to at that moment, what he likes at that moment or in general. And we also influence each other. Because Manuel will tell me about a band and then I will try and listen to it and I will get obsessed with it. And so I also influence him, and also with guys, like, it's like that. So, no, we basically don't want to put ourselves in a box, and we want to use elements from, like, different genres and styles, and so, yeah.
Yeah, it could be anything, really. When we were recording The In-Betweens, he was listening to a lot of math rock, and just I was listening it up. Math rock as well, right? And then I had these like riffs, and it influenced me. So yeah, it's a lot of things. So I mean, I don't even think we think about genres. Then it's a funny thing because we just make the music, and then I think the other people like put labels on. And then it's always fun to like read various like recenzia.
Reviews,
yeah, various reviews, and then from each review you kind of get different labels. So then you have like what is it?
What is it? We people tend to put everything in the box and label it. We have this need to have this order, but I think it's really nice what you do, that you like actually just follow the current feeling, and like I think this is the thing why it makes it so organic, and it's a more I think about the feeling that, than some specific idea or philosophy. Is there anything else you would like to say about your music career or
I can say well, as of now, we we kind of have this Druga Godba concert we did. It's fantastic, and we feel very honored to be able to play there at such a festival, right? That's it for now. Then we have maybe plans in late August to actually get together, the three of us, in Vienna at Guy's Place, and have some creative sessions for like new music, right? What we were talking before. We really want to make something really, really organic for the next album. So we will be starting like now, late August. See, we already had like some riffs, me and Rock. We were like starting getting new ideas. So yeah, some it's cooking.
All right, nice. Looking forward to hear it someday.
Yeah.
Okay, I think that will be it for now. And thank you, Brock and Manuel.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yeah. The next guest will be Caro Mio, Andrei Stanic. We will talk with him a little bit about his start of the music career.
But before that, we will listen to another song of Spiral Mind called Hexagon Valley, from the last album, The In-Betweens. We'll be right back.
kakšnih 400 kilometri odpeljem, ne plačam benza, to je kraja. Veliko puško, pa auto odnese samo eno luknjo. Pečim puna, je puna luna, ob cesti se smejejo hijene.
Dogaješ pot skozi pustavo, radio 100 km, edini auto. Dogaješ pot, ponevadi, najbolj prazna cesta u Ameriki.
Osrbala mašina i zapuštena mesta, mesta duhov. Iz motorja prihaja neki dima, sozi pokrov.
Oj, oj, kaj zdaj, kaj će auto se ustavi,
ne morem naprej. Moj Cadillac začne pokašljevat, se ugasne sredi puščavi, sem sam.
Dogaješ pot skozi puščavo, radi
This was a song from a local indie rock, young and fresh artist, Caro Mio, and one of his first songs, Prazna Cesta, which means empty road. He's a producer, text writer, and multi-instrumentalist that is also a guest of this show.
Okay, so now we will continue with our second interview in this first indie rock podcast that is produced by independent coastal radio from Koper, Slovenia. And here in the studio we have Caro Mio, that is actually Andrej Stanić, and his brother Matej Stanić. We will start with a really basic question. How did you get into the music? Like, how did it happen? How did you connect with it? When did you start playing guitar or singing?
Hi, ciao.
ciao.
So, I was finishing high school and I was again interested in music after some time. I was in music school when I was a kid. And so I bought some equipment and I started to make like beats and I started to play guitar, my brother's guitar. And yeah, slowly I got some knowledge how to record songs. At first they were pretty bad, but I began to be better and better. And until I was happy with, at least somehow happy with my work. So I put some music out.
All right, but you also sing.
Yes.
So along with all the production and playing the instruments, you are also experimenting with your voice. Or did you sing also before?
No, I wasn't singing before, but I like music that includes the voice.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I always start my music with just the instrumentals and then I add the voice if I feel like it.
And maybe also for the start, what does, for those who don't understand the name Caro Mio, what does it mean? And like, how did you get to that name?
Yeah, so I had a bit of a problem with naming myself artistically. So that's where my brother first helped me.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me some options, and I really liked Caro Mio. Caro Mio means...
My dear,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an Italian term that you use here and there because we live here in a bilingual area near Italy, and it's cute.
Yeah, it is cute. But when it comes to the performance, you two like to perform together. How come?
Yeah, so I write all the music, but my friend Aljaž had an art exhibition, and he asked me to play like on his first one that I was also playing, but that time I was playing alone. So this time, because my music consists of like two jangly guitars, I really wanted that second guitar, and I was like, Matej, would you play with me? And he was like, yeah, I guess. And then we started to play together.
I would say we are still in quite of an early stage.
Yeah,
we are not putting in enough work. At least I'm not putting in enough work. So it's still a kind of a wish that needs to be fulfilled.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We did not play another live gig since then.
Yeah, actually not.
But it will happen. It will. Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know. Like when I first heard your music, my description would be like, oh, this guy sounds like a Slovenian Mac DeMarco. But how would you describe your genre, or I don't know, what are the musicians that inspire you, or songs, albums, whatever?
I mean, this is definitely not a lie. I mean, Mac DeMarco is one of the reasons I even make music.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not trying to be like Mac DeMarco. I mean, I just really like his style and this genre, but I'm not trying to be like Mac DeMarco. And I think I got some elements like Mac DeMarco, but otherwise, I think I have some uniqueness. I have also Slovenian artists like Zmelko, Istok Mlakar.
Mm-hmm.
My father used to listen to this Irish band, The Pogues.
Mm-hmm.
Inspired a song I did, definitely, and also other songs. I don't know, also other artists.
But there is a thing that I heard that you were recording something because you also study music production, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
That is correct. And you were actually a part of your project for the studies is making a Caro Mio song.
Yes, now
also.
For the final project of the program, I'm recording in a studio my song. I've had some help from different people.
Mm.
One of them is drummer David Nick, which I'm really thankful for that.
Shout out David Nick.
My classmate, he played acoustic guitar and sang the back vocals. So he will get the credits to Jean Keglovic. Bine, my other classmate, he also sang the vocals, and we clapped for like this in the end, all together.
And do you think that studying music production helped you with developing, okay, yeah, this is one part, like you will now record the song and you will be able to produce everything from start till the end by yourself, but like before that, do you think that like studying of music production helped you on your way of developing Caro Mio project? Did it impact it
from that moment? I think I would get all this knowledge even without actually going there, but I got it in a short period of time. It would probably take me a lot longer learning all that by myself. So I'm grateful for that, I guess. It was actually a great experience. Also, like working in the studio with my friends, classmates. It was great.
But it probably did get you a bit more of a drive to also
record. Yeah, it also gave me more. A drive or.
Okay, so maybe we already talked about this, but yeah, your future plans. One is like this one that you have with the school project, and then, like before we started to record this interview, you were mentioning that you have the wish to play live more.
Yeah, definitely.
But if you would like play live, you would want to have a band.
A full band.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would, but I don't know. I would need to find the right people to enjoy doing that with them, and I don't know how to do that yet. And I also enjoy to make music alone. I mean, nobody really bothers me, and I do what I want to do. This is what I like, but I would like to play my music with other people. In the long run, maybe I will do music with other people, like also the writing
creative
process.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, soon when Caromeo will grow up, so then there will be a Caromeo family, and this will be this live band.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
So, okay, this is it for now. We will continue the show with a few other artists from the Slovenian coast. This was Caromeo, Andrej Stanić, and his brother Matej Stanić. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for hosting.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we will continue with another song of Caromeo called Musica, which means music. Enjoy.
Thank you.
This was Ita Kora, a Slovenian artist based in Koper, and her song So Many Dreams from her very first IP called Ita Karla. Piano part was made by Karla Horvat, as vocals and lyrics are Ita's work. Now we will continue with a young grunge band called Freedom Mouse, also based in Koper. This is their recently released song, Saint You. This was the last song of this show from our local producer Jan Bajcfuna, who works under the artist name Chumfa. The song is called Dream Fair, same as the IP under which it was released. You were listening to the first broadcast of Independent Coastal Radio from Slovenia as a part of the Indie Ray project. At this point, we would like to thank our guests, Manuel and Rok from Spiral Mind, and Andre and Matej, who work under Caro Mio project. Thanks also to the other artists who are embracing our small scene here in the Slovenian coast. I'm Natalia, and I was glad to be hosting you in this edition of Indie Ray broadcast. Also, big thanks to Chumfa, who is also the one who mixed this show, as he has long been a part of our independent coastal radio. To many more good sounds, I wish you all the best and hear you in the next edition. A big ciao from Slovenia.
Radio Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.